wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I'm not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all leading to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. Today's topic continues the conversation about self-discipline, as I reflect on one area of my life that has profoundly changed all areas of my life. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. You are standing by the ocean of your dreams, surrounded by doubts crashing like waves. The journey ahead looks scary, like a wild adventure. But deep down, you know it's worth every step, every hard choice. That's what self-discipline is all about. That was me in January 2022. I wasn't happy or enjoying my life, getting the same results over and over and over again. You see, for most of my life, I struggled with weight fluctuation, and with that, feelings of shame, discouragement, and sometimes defeat. I was an emotional eater. Food was my best friend. In happy times, in sad times, and when I was stressed out, the scale became a mean judge, always telling me I wasn't good enough. At least that is what I believed at the time. But then a little light of hope appeared. I knew I deserved a better life, one filled with health and purpose. I had been on a journey of self-discovery for decades, but things didn't change like the courses in the book said they would. However, I persevered, hoping the next book or course would make a difference. Then in January 2022, I made the courageous decision to invest in my well-being, embarking on another journey of self-discovery to reach my best weight and stay there. So I purchased a program that included a doctor specializing in weight management and a registered dietitian. I also hired a fitness trainer. I was all set to conquer my weight. I was determined and excited, as we all are at the beginning of something new. My first step was setting clear goals. At the beginning of the program, I regularly met with the doctor and registered dietitian. We talked about my values and the times of the day I found the most difficult. Mine was the dreaded 3 p.m. slump, then aimlessly eating snacks while watching TV. I broke my goal into manageable steps to help pave the way for my success. 1 pound at a time, I made progress. I saw results and loved the healthier version of me. I ate differently. I dressed differently. I felt marvelous. I wasn't aware during this time that I used mostly willpower alone. It got exhausting. Later in my journey, I discovered the difference between willpower and self-discipline. Willpower is about resisting temptation in the moment. It's saying no to something tempting, like me resisting chips while watching TV. There are times in our life when we do things unconsciously. I have heard it called being an unconscious combatant. This means you do the right thing, you just don't know what it is you are doing. Consequently, there were aspects of self-discipline I was using during this time, just not enough. Self-discipline is about creating routines and habits to help you stay on track with your goals, even when you don't feel like it. I did the first part, creating routines and habits. I missed the second part, even when you don't feel like it. I wanted instant gratification with no sacrifices. I want my weight off now. While self-discipline helps you stay focused on your long-term goals, willpower gives you the strength to make good choices in the moment. However, it's important to note that willpower can weaken throughout the day, known as willpower or decision fatigue. As the day progresses and you make more decisions, your ability to resist temptation can decrease. That's why it's essential to prioritize your tasks and make the most challenging decisions when your willpower is at its strongest, usually earlier in the day when you're rested. By understanding the difference between self-discipline, willpower, and the effects of willpower fatigue, you can better manage your efforts to reach your goals. Challenges emerged as the days turned into weeks and the weeks into months. Summer arrived, bringing with it the allure of indulgence, the temptation to stray from the path I was on. My willpower was weakening. The self-defeating thoughts in my mind were getting stronger as I returned to my old ways of eating. I felt the same guilt, shame, and discouragement as the scales number reversed. But this time I wasn't giving up. My support team was terrific. They never judged me when I talked about how I needed a cheat day or the excuses I made for making unhealthy eating habits. During this time, I hated working out. I wanted the results to be a fit, taut, and lean body, but without doing the work. I wanted my trainer to yell at me and whip me into shape. I was agitated when he didn't, so I let him know. Instead, he was kind and supportive and redirected me to keeping progress steadily. He knew the missing piece. Willpower is not the answer. Self-discipline is. Self-discipline enables you to stay focused on your long-term goals. Willpower gives you the strength to make good choices in the moment. Yep, I did it again. My weight continued to increase. Have you ever had the experience of hearing something repeatedly, but it doesn't resonate? I was hearing and talking about self-discipline, but I didn't know what it entailed. I had never taken the time to study it. This time, I did. I knew that was the answer. That was the missing piece, and that was my light bulb moment. I learned all I could about self-discipline by reading books and scouring the internet. I had to change my thinking. I had to push myself. If I ate unhealthy food, then my body weight would increase. I had to make sacrifices, real sacrifices. I had to do the things that most people don't want to do. I weighed and measured my food. I counted my calories and tracked them in my Fitness Pal. I am so grateful for my fitness trainer. He knew I had to find it within myself to make the needed changes. By him believing in me and supporting me, I began believing in myself to keep working out and eating healthy. I took ownership of my life. The only person I can change is me. I made the choices to eat healthier and exercise regularly, even when my support team wasn't around to make me accountable. I took responsibility for my actions. So, armed with my new knowledge of self-discipline and willpower, along with all that I learned from my doctor and registered dietitian, and continue to work out with my fitness trainer, my goals and journey are very different. I am in it for the long haul. Yes, I sacrifice, but the reward is so much sweeter. I constantly have to challenge my thoughts. Come on, Kathy, just have that chocolate bar. No, not today. I will another day. I want to be healthy for my grandchildren. Look, your husband is having chips. Don't make him feel bad. Have some with him. My husband can choose to eat chips. I have decided not to eat after 6 p.m. and I'm sticking with it. Hey, look at you go. Reward yourself. Have a piece of cake. I reward myself with a relaxing bubble bath. Every time I choose to focus and reach for my goal, the easier it gets, and my self-esteem increases, which makes it easier to say no, which boosts my self-esteem even more. I am sharing this weight journey to emphasize the importance of self-discipline, because it applies to all our lives. You are a superhero to your children, because you teach your youngsters so many things without you even realizing it. One of the most important things you can teach them is self-control. For example, when you are tired after a long day of work and still take the time to listen to them when they have something important to share, or not yelling at them when you feel frustrated and want to lash out at anyone who crosses your path. Instead, you take a deep breath and stay calm. So when you learn to be disciplined, it's not just for you. It's for your whole family, because it makes life happier and more successful for everyone. I am so happy to say that with self-discipline, I know I'm on my way to my best weight, because I am different. Change begins with ourselves. Once you learn self-discipline in one area of your life, you can apply it to all areas, such as your finances and career. Reach for the stars and let your light shine. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. Next week's episode delves into the topic of triggers. Triggers are like invisible strings that pull at our emotions, often without warning. Imagine you witnessing your child coloring outside the lines. Well, it's a normal part of a child's creative exploration. It might evoke unexpected frustration or concern. Much like a fire alarm responds to smoke, triggers ignite our emotions, prompting us to react. But how do we navigate these triggers with grace and understanding? Remember, the conversation doesn't end here. Head over to my website at parentingyoungsters.com, where you can share your thoughts and continue the dialogue. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?